I want this evening to be restful, to be enjoyable. It's something that's been on my heart for a long time. The title is this: Blessed Are the Pure in Heart. God makes the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to Him, my strength and my Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Overview is Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Well, this is kind of like my personal story. Now, how many of you recognize the name Apostle Alec Ali? Anybody? He's spoken here. Yeah. My first encounter with Alec was in 2008 when I went to Israel. 2008. And I went alone. I went alone because God was doing something in my life. I'm not a person who's adventurous, you know, go, 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 go. I'm just not that type. I'm just sit at home, relax kind of a guy. And the Lord has been dealing with me. And about this time, the Lord said, I want you to start moving, to start being adventurous. So I went to the Great Lakes Convention, the Believers Convention, the one by Kenneth Copeland. I had a great time. I went alone, and I met some people there. And it was a great meeting. I had a good time. I got something back. I brought it back for the congregation. It was really a special time. Early in November, I was to go to Israel. Now, we went, everyone went, well, five of us went, including Joshua and Sarah. We went, and we went in 2007, the year before. And the Lord was saying to Pastor Joshua, says, I don't want you to go this year. So Joshua says, okay. And he announced it, that he wasn't going. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, he's not going to go. I said, Lord, do you want me to go? And the Lord said, yes. I go, what? Are you serious? You want me to go alone? He said, yes, I want you to go alone. I go, okay, I'll go alone. Well, I took up the challenge. And we went. At least I went, but there were some challenges I had. How was I going to get there? I really didn't have any money. I didn't know how I was going to get there. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, this is going to be your call. I mean, it's your show. If you want me to go, you're going to have to pay for it. So he said, all right. And he said, but first I want you to pay off some people you owe. I what? I have to, yeah. He says, you have to pay off some people before you go. Oh, all right. So I started paying off these people, and early in the morning I dropped off this one envelope at the mailbox, and I said, Lord, I'm on fumes right now. I'm on fumes. So that was early in the morning. So I finally get to work. And that same day, the office manager comes up to me and says, Michael, she said, it was about March. And, you know, in December, she says, we usually have our banquet. Yeah, I said, I know that. And she says, well, we pass out awards and we also do our checks and our sometimes when we have bonuses. I said, yeah, right. I said, but this time, hey, all my stuff, it's automatically deposited. She goes, that's true. That's normal, the case. But when it comes to the bonus checks, it is not. I go, oh. She says, I don't have your bonus check. I don't have the stub for it. I go, okay. She says, you need to check your files. I go, oh. She says, you don't have it. I go, okay. So that night, I go home, look through my files, and I see a check stub. And I check it out, and sure enough, the whole thing is there, even my check. I never signed off on it. I go, wow, this is great. Wow, the Lord is really blessing me. I go, wow, this is great. Because I remember tithing it already. I already tithed on it. So I said, fine. So that was great. So then, but that wasn't all the challenges that I had. I was asking the Lord, why am I going? Why am I going to go? It was getting close to the time we were going to go, and I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and call the director, the conference director. So I go ahead and call him, and he said, you know, Michael, he said, I've been praying for a person to take pictures. I go, oh, that's great. He said, I take pictures. I like and enjoy taking pictures. He said, do you really? I said, yeah. Would you like to take pictures? I said, sure. I go, praise God. Now I know why I'm going. He said, yeah, God answered his prayers. Amen. So I decided, okay, I was going for sure. But I still had a problem because the problem was that I still didn't have enough money to go to this trip. It was about this time on Friday night, Pastor Joshua, he says, you know what? Pastor Michael is going to Israel. I feel led to take up a collection for him. So we're going to take up a collection for Pastor Michael. I go, wow. He normally doesn't do that. He says, I just don't do that. But this time I do. I feel led. So he actually did that. And when everything came to shove or whatever, when push comes to shove, yes, that's right. That's correct. I went to Israel. Praise God. I ended up in Israel, and it was awesome. I had a great time. That's where I met all these people from Trinidad, and I was trying to convince Joshua the next year to go to Trinidad. But that's where I met Pastor Alec, or Apostle Alec, and Pastor Conrad. And Pastor Conrad was the person I was to stay with. And we became good friends, all of us. In 2009, the next year, Pastor Joshua decided he was going to go. And he went and he met Ali, or Alec Ali. And in 2013, Apostle Alec spoke here at ABC. 2013. But one of the things that really caught my attention is that he says, I talk to Jesus all the time. And I go, whoa, I got to hear this. He says, yeah, I talk to Jesus all the time. It's just awesome. We have discussions. We have talks. And one of the scriptures is that he brought up was the Beatitudes, and that was in Matthew. And Matthew 5:8, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Wow. That verse started it all for me. I wanted to see the face of Jesus. I want him. I actually want to see him in this service. I do. That is my dream. My desire is to see Jesus. I always prayed that he would sup with me. There's a verse in Revelation 3:20. It says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." You know, it was during this time that I was, well, of course, I was going to ABC at the time, but I started going to ABC, and then at the same time, I also moved to my apartment. And it's that time that I was convicted that I would set an extra place setting for Jesus. He was going to sup with me. I really believe that. And now I know the key is Matthew 5:8. I say it every day. I haven't seen Jesus yet, but you know, I know I will. You know, I was talking to Apostle Alec lately, and he was telling me, he said, you know, I see Jesus all the time. And he said, one of the times, it was just last August, August 27th, matter of fact, he said, it was my birthday. And I'm a private person. I like to just go ahead and just, you know, not do anything on my birthday. And I don't have any ice cream or cake or anything like that. I said, you know what? I said to my wife, I would like to go to my room and spend some time with the Lord. And that's what I did. He said that all of a sudden the room started to glow and this person in white came to him. It was Jesus. And he said, I'm very happy. I'm very happy because you chose to spend your time with me. And Pastor Ali said, wow. He says, you have made my birthday. You have made my birthday because you took the time to spend it with me. In 2013, of course, Apostle Ali, he said that one time he was walking in his house, and he's a very private person, like I said before, and he opened the door to his office, and there was Jesus right there. And I got really upset because he was in my room. He says, but then I realized what happened and I closed the door real quick. I felt really bad. He said, I felt so bad. I just was saying, Lord, I'm sorry. I feel so bad about this. And he just kept on apologizing and was beating himself up. And all of a sudden Jesus said to him, says, Alec, I love you. So, that's what he said. In Proverbs 22:11, he says, he who loves purity and the pure in heart and who is gracious in speech because of the grace of his lips will have the king for his friend. That's in the Amplified Classic. Who wants to have a king for his friend? We all would love to do that. I know we all would. Especially the King of Kings. Wow, that would be wonderful. Am I there yet? I wish I could say yes. Just ask my wife, she'll tell you. I'm not there. I am not there. In Webster's Dictionary, it says purity. Let's go to three. This is freedom from guilt or the defilement of sin. Innocence as purity of heart or life. And four, it's chastity. Freedom from contamination by illicit sexual connection. And five, freedom from any sinister or improper views as purity of motives or designs. That's what purity is. Now, Pastora Karen, she has a wonderful teaching. I say it every morning on hearing the voice of the Lord. It's in two parts. People have come to her and actually said, you know, I hear the voice of the Lord now. But you know what? I've also seen the Lord. You see, we need God's help. We need to be God's sheep, to hear his voice, to learn to follow him. We need to be still to hear his voice and to learn how he speaks to us. In Romans 8:14, it says, for many are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. In John 14:21, it says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. How would you like the Lord to manifest himself to you? I would love it. But you know what? I don't know what to say. I wouldn't know what to say to him if he all of a sudden he appeared to me. I don't know. I know I'd worship him. But for him to actually say, you know, for me to say something to him, I have to pray to the Holy Spirit. And one of the things I know that we have to do is we have to be obedient to the Word of God. He desires for us to be obedient. In Exodus 24:7, he says, he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient. They said that we will be obedient. In Deuteronomy 8:20, it says, as the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. If you can't be saved, he's going to destroy you if you don't come to him. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing to be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Let's skip the other one. Let's go to 119, Psalm 119:9. It says, how can young people keep their lives pure? By obeying your commands. That's how they do it. By obeying the Lord's commands. That's how they do it. In Philippians 2:8, it says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. He was obedient. The death of a cross. In B, it says, be pure and righteous. In Job 8:6, then if you are pure and upright, surely he will bestir himself for you and make your righteousness dwelling prosperous again. He'll make your dwelling prosperous. In Psalm 119, it says at 7, it says, As I learn your righteous judgments, I will praise you with a pure heart. A pure heart. That's the Good News Bible. 2 Corinthians 6:6, it says, by our purity, knowledge, patience, and kindness, we have shown ourselves to be God's servant, and by the Holy Spirit, by our true love. 2 Corinthians 2 And verse 7, it says, by our message of truth and by the power of God, we have righteousness as our weapon, both to attack and to defend ourselves. Pastor Matthew had a vision. It was of one of righteousness, and it was in the kingdom of God. And it made such a dramatic impact on his life. He now sees righteousness a lot clearer. I believe that he sees it as purity of life. He desires not to sin. He saw that how it corrupts and how deadly it is. In fact, he even cried out to God and said that he did not want to sin ever again. He said that the peace that he felt was beyond description. In Romans 3:25, it says, whom God set forth as propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. Because of his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. He'll pass them over because of the blood of Jesus. In Romans 5:17, for by one man's offense, Adam's, death reigned through one, much more than who receives abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through the one of Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 8:10, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. In Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It is righteousness, it is peace and joy. That's what the kingdom of God is. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He became sin for us. That's how much he loves us. In Matthew 6:33, he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And what it is, what it all boils down to is that we're not to sin. We can't sin. We want to see the face of God. Sin cannot be in our lives. Our desire has to be that we want to see Jesus. Yes, Jesus is all we need. That's true. But we need to seek Jesus. We need to seek his face. In C, it says, see the face of Jesus. In Hosea 5:15, it says, I will return again to my place. And they'll acknowledge their offense. Then they will seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Because of the affliction that they're facing right now, they'll seek his face. And Luke 9:29 is that as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. That was the transfiguration. That was powerful. He was being lit up. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. In Revelation 22:4, they shall see his face. and his name shall be on their foreheads. In Revelation 22:12, it says, and behold, I am coming quickly. My reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. In 13, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In Revelation 22:16, it says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things. In churches, I am the root, the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. He is the morning star. And the spirit of the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come, and let him who thirst come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. You see, in Isaiah 11:10, it says, in that day there shall be the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek his face. The Gentiles shall seek his face. And the resting place shall be glorious. In Hebrews, we have to have faith, right? We need faith to believe him, to believe the word of God. This is, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In Mark 24, there's a familiar verse. Therefore, I say to you, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You see, we must have faith in the Word of God. Remember, it is impossible to please Him without faith. Jesus is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I know he will manifest himself to me as I obey him. You see, because obedience is the key thing. We need to obey. Obey is everything. In Matthew 5:8, again it says, blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You need to be pure. In order for us to be pure, we have to be obedient. If we want to seek his face, we need to be obedient. Obedience is crucial. In order for us to see God, we need to have purity in heart. Now, Psalm 51:10 is the Old Testament version, as far as I'm concerned, of Matthew 5:8. Cleanse me. He says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. In 2 John 1:6, it says, it's the love I speak of means that we must live in obedience to God's commands. And command, as you have heard from the beginning, is that you must all live in love. We must live in love. You know why? Because in 5:6, in Galatians 5:6, these two verses are not in your outline. This is, for when we are in union with Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor the lack of it makes any difference at all. What matters is that faith works through love. We have to have the faith. If we believe God's word, we want to seek his face. If we want to be with him, we need to believe his word. We need to seek him. We need to have the faith that his word is true and works. Faith works by love. That means we need to have love. Every one of us. If we want to have purity in heart, we need to love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's it. Thank you. Praise God.